The Secret Service now has another problem. That two-foot quadcopter that buzzed over the south lawn of the White House at 3 a.m. Monday and crashed. Officials said they missed it because the drone flew under the radar and could easily have been confused for a large bird. I guess that's possible. If birds sounded like this. But as it turns out, it was just a hobbyist who lost control as he was testing it out at 3 a.m. near the White House. Perfectly normal. But something like this is only a matter of time, right? Do you know how many drones there are in this country? No, no one really knows. But it's a lot. And they're selling at the rate of 200,000 a month, which means there are millions of drones out there being piloted by ordinary people who have no clue how to fly. And based on the drone videos I've seen, and as of today, there are at least 1.9 million of them on YouTube, every one of those drones is going to crash somewhere. But Dave, you say, why would anyone fly a drone anywhere near the White House? Well, I'll tell you why. Because these drone pilots have no fear. They're consumed by their hobby. And they tend to be a little self-righteous, kind of like those open carry guys who wear their guns into coffee shops. Drone pilots think they have a right to fly over any public space. In fact, in one YouTube video, a guy flies his drone over a beach on Oahu, and what do you know? Some of the bathers don't want tan lines, and the drone just happens to fly right over them. And a naked guy gets incensed and throws his sandals at it, and then follows the drone pilot back to his truck, demanding he pull out the video card.
Pull it out. What's that?
I like being filmed naked.
Well, you shouldn't lay out there naked.
You know, we expect a little privacy here.
You know what? You're breaking the f***ing law.
Really?
Yep.
What are you going to do, turn me in?
I'm not going to turn you in.
You came right up to me twice.
Listen to me.
The second time you got the sandal.
Just listen close. I'm not going to turn you in.
Pull the card out.
And then there's the video of the guy who did a flyover as this girl was tanning, and she makes a run at him.
Maybe you should be taking pictures of people on the beach.
And that's why someone would have the nerve to fly a drone near the White House. Compared to being confronted by a rampaging bather, the Secret Service is nothing.